This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show, and happy Friday to all of our listeners. Well, it has begun. The emails to Twitter employees who are being terminated by the company have been sent out. 3,700 Twitter employees are sent emails terminating their employment. And we're going to talk about this. We are going to talk about the reaction to the mass layoffs and how, whether or not you think Elon is making the right move. He is going to keep everyone on the payroll until February, but they will not be working there. Their badge access has been cut off. We're going to go back to this. I think that the guy wants to make money off of it. I mean, he said the reason that he's doing this is to have a town square, to have freedom of speech, and I'm sure that that is true, and I'm not trying to delegitimize that at all. But he's a business guy. You know, it's not a charity. It's a business. And if he thinks there's too many people on board, or if he thinks they're paying people too much, or if he thinks people aren't doing their jobs, if he thinks people are censoring like the New York Post story on Hunter Biden and he thinks it's wrong, then he's going to do what he has to do. There's also another funny element to the story, which is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her beef with the billionaire. We're going to get to that. But first, I have a few housekeeping notes. I just talked about Tiffany Cross from MSNBC. And what did I just say, Jared, about Tiffany Cross? Something that impressed me about this whole situation. She's been, I don't know, fired, laid off. I don't know what the proper terminology is. She's no longer going to be a host on MSNBC. And what did I tell the audience?
It's pretty amazing she is gone before Joy Reid.
I would actually say, since it's Friday and I haven't used it this week, I would actually say that's breathtaking. It's breathtaking that you could be worse than Joy Reid at MSNBC. And it's also amazing that Joy Reid's managed to stay there for so long, especially considering some of the stuff she says. Now, a perfect example, I think her ears were ringing, because a perfect example just came across my desk. This was Joy Reid. She was visiting Nicole Wallace. Nicole Wallace must have decided to take a break from only interviewing members of the Lincoln Project and decided to bring on Joy Reid. And take a listen to Joy Reid. You know, a lot of times these media people like Chuck Todd and Nicole Wallace and Joy Reid, they get accused of being tone deaf. As Chris Sununu said, of living in a bubble, of not understanding anything except what's happening on the D.C. Beltway in the swamp. But I don't know if that's true, because I think Joy Reid has her finger on the pulse of what is really bothering Americans and what people are concerned about. Take a listen.
The only people I ever hear use the word inflation are journalists and economists, right? So that is not part of the normal lexicon of the way people talk. So it's interesting that Republicans are doing something they don't normally do, right? Which is not use the common tongue, right? Not use just common English to sort of do on their campaigns like they're doing with crime. But what they've done is they've taught people the word inflation, right? Yeah. Most people who would have never used that word ever in their lives are using it now because they've been taught it, including on TV, including in newspapers. They've been taught this word.
Oh, you dum-dums learn to read?
Us credulous boomer rubes are catching on, baby!
Dum-dums make word.
Well, we've tackled inflation today. Tomorrow we're going to learn to read maps. Before you know it, we'll be finishing whole books, Joy. The level of insulting of that cut. I don't know what part to take apart first, Jared. So let me just take a minute here. Let me just soak this in. So on one hand, I love how she says usually Republicans use the common tongue. You know, again, that's the old insult for Trump. He spoke at a fourth grade level. You know, he used basic words. They don't like that. They like to use fancy words like Latinx and, you know, things like that. And so now she's saying that, but she's trying to say that inflation is a word that none of us regular dum-dums knew until Fox News started telling us about it. It's amazing how stupid. I always am going like between these two options, you know, either they the left really believes their own BS or they think we're incredibly dumb and will believe it. And right now, if you looked at the needle here for me, it's moving more towards they think we're really stupid because I'm not a genius. I don't hide that. I think I have a lot of common sense, a lot of street smart, but I'm not a bookworm. But you know what? I know what inflation is. And actually, I talk to a lot of people who are not political at all. And I purposely don't talk politics with certain people, certain friends of mine, because I don't think it's worth it. I think people are way more important than politics. If you can keep a relationship with someone, keep a friendship going, and just avoid politics, you absolutely should. You'll get way more out of that friendship than you would if you talked politics for 5 minutes and then never spoke to them again. With that being said, the people I don't talk politics with, they bring up inflation. And I don't even consider it like something, ooh, we're getting into hot waters now. It's just a fact. It's on everyone's tongue, even the common tongues. Even the common tongues out there, they have the word inflation ready to go. And I don't think it's because like Martha McCallum showed us what it means. I would almost say that Joy Reid, she doesn't think much of us. She really doesn't. She thinks this is kind of like the soft bigotry of low expectations. She really doesn't think we know what we're talking about, or even we can't even comprehend things.
Me like Tucker big.
Me like Tucker big too, Jared. Me like Tucker big too.
Ooh, me think me see food.
There he goes. He's off to grab something he wanted to eat. Really though.
No, it was hat.
Joy Reid is really a kudos. A kudos to MSNBC for keeping her on because the amount of content we get from this woman. All right, now, here's something even more shocking. I just sent this to Howie. I'm like, Howie, I hope you saw this little bit of information. I think I actually have to replay it. We played two cuts from NBC News. And I said to you, listen to these cuts. Tell me if you think there's anything odd about them. I think the reporting about Paul Pelosi's attack is peculiar. I think there's a lot of questions to be asked. So let's play these two cuts again.
NBC News learning new details about the moments police arrived. Sources familiar with what unfolded in the Pelosi residence now revealing when officers responded to the high-priority call, they were seemingly unaware they'd been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. After a knock and announce, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police.
Okay, now let's play again. I pointed this out in the first hour. You can always re-listen to the podcast, gracecurlyshow.com. I pointed out that I thought it was a little bit bizarre that he'd walk out to the police and then walk them back into the house rather than just saying, hey, he's in there. But that's just what I would do. And honestly, I don't even really know what I would do in this situation. So again, I just pointed it out that I thought it was a little weird, but who am I to judge? Never been in a situation like this. Knock on wood. Hope I never am. And then listen to the second part.
According to court documents, when the officer asked what was going on, defendant smiled and said everything's good. But instantaneously, a struggle ensued as police clearly saw David DePap strike Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer. After tackling the suspect, officers rushed to Mr. Pelosi.
All right, now here's an update for you. NBC News has pulled that report. NBC News pulled a report Friday that claimed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband didn't let on that he was in any danger when cops showed up at his home just prior to the hammer attack. The now deleted clip said Paul Pelosi, 82, answered the door for cops who responded to a 911 call, but the officers were seemingly unaware that they had been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. Pelosi didn't declare an emergency or try to leave, but instead walked several feet back into the foyer toward armed attacker David DePape, who had broken into the home last Friday and was carrying a hammer. The report, which cited sources familiar with the matter, said it wasn't clear what Pelosi's mental state was or if he had already been hurt. The NBC report from Friday was taken down with the explanation that, quote, the piece should not have aired because it did not meet NBC News reporting standards, end quote. The report contradicted court documents filed into Pape's case that said Pelosi nervously but calmly greeted officers in a dimly lit foyer which where both men stood. Okay. So again, I am not supposed to ask any questions. I am not supposed to go based off the actual reporting because minutes or hours later, it's contradicted and retracted. And I'm not supposed to be skeptical of the media who keeps getting things, and I'm going to use air quotes here, they keep getting things wrong in this case. They keep making mistakes. And before, and when I say this, because there's a lot of talk on the internet, I am not trying to give off the impression that I believe any of these weird conspiracy theories. I don't want to give any sort of credence to those at all. But I never think that if something's weird, then I'm going to say it's weird. And all of this is weird. Like, why can't anyone get their story straight? How come this is taking days?
It's been a week.
It's been a week. And we've had like 16 different versions of this story. And I'm sure there's body cams and I'm sure there's security footage. And honestly,
there is security footage that apparently nobody was watching until they rewound the tape.
And apparently, another part of this too is that if I'm Paul Pelosi, and by the way, if they release the footage tomorrow and it all seems like what they told us, then I'll be the first one to be like, oh, okay. It was, again, I have no regrets about what I said. I've condemned it from day one. But the other part of this is if I'm Paul Pelosi, I would be pretty ticked off right now. I'd be like, can you guys just say what actually happened? You're all coming out with different stories. He's in his underwear. He's got a hammer. I open the door. You open the door. There's a third person in the home. If I'm Paul Pelosi and I'm trying to, you know, clear this up and move on with my life, which he should have every right to do at this point. The guy's been through a lot. I would be looking at these reporters going, what the hell is wrong with you? Why can't any of you get this right? Just my two cents. Just my two cents. And again, I'm just one of those common tongued dum-dums just trying to figure it all out.
Inflation? Is that how it's pronounced?
That's how the French pronounce it. Yes, Jared. And the French, you know, the French have a word for everything. These are things I'm going to teach you. 844-500-4242. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk Elon Musk. You know what? I might actually ask Emma if she can come in a little bit early. She's got a column up about AOC and Elon Musk's beef. And I want to talk a little bit about it before we get to who said that. But first, we got to talk about something. You know, today's been, we've been talking about a lot of drama, a lot of gossip, a lot of politics. But let's talk about something delicious. Let's talk about some Omaha steaks, because this always brings a smile to my face. I actually, Jared, last night had a delicious Omaha burger, and a friend of mine who called me last week and said, Grace, I ordered Omaha steaks. I went to omahasteaks.com. I used code Grace for the extra $30 off. I said, thank you so much for using my promo code. And then he said to me, and I got the free burgers, and I was so happy about that because these burgers are unbelievable. They might be my favorite part besides the fillets, the bacon wrap fillets. That's hard to beat. But the burgers, the hot dogs, the chicken, there's so much protein. It's the best quality. It's getting delivered right to your door, and you don't have to go to the grocery store. Now, this is a semi-annual sale, so it's 50% off site-wide. It only happens twice a year, and it's on now with 50% off delicious customer favorites. Use promo code GRACE at checkout to take an additional $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required for discount. So don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter GRACE at checkout. Stock up on fall flavors. Use promo code GRACE to score an extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required. Jared, we love Omaha Steaks here at the Grace Curley Show.
Yeah, I love the steaks. I said I had the ribeye this week, which was, the marbling was perfect. You know, sometimes with ribeyes, the marbling, it can
get hard. It's all about the marbling. It really is.
It gets hard, but this was not. This was buttery all the way through. There was nothing left on the plate. This weekend, I was saving the burgers for the final cookout. I think this is because it's going to be highs of 70s this week, and I think this
perfect
weekend is my final Omaha burger cookout until the new box comes in, which has the filet mignon Polish sausages.
Did you use promo code GRACE?
I did use promo code
GRACE. I would
GRACE.
Hope so, because then you get the additional $30 off. But a lot of things right now, it's a site-wide sale, so a lot of things are 50% off. Go to omahasteaks.com. Code GRACE at checkout. Don't forget that. Minimum order may be required. We will be right back. We'll take your calls, and I'm going to see if I can get Emma in here a little bit early. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley for a delightful afternoon.
Sky rockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Afternoon delight.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. It is Friday, and coming up, we have Who Said That. We're also going to talk to Emma in just a minute here, but I wanted to go to the calls because some people have been waiting a long time. Let's go to Natalie. You're up next. What's going on, Natalie?
Hey, Grace. I just had a quick comment regarding the Joy Reid statement and inflation and how we're so dumb. We don't know what inflation. We've never actually heard the word inflation. Regardless of the word inflation, we all understand what inflation is when we go into the supermarket and we're paying $6 for a gallon of milk or $6 for a dozen of eggs or, you know, $5 for a pound of butter. So regardless of whether we know what the actual word is, we understand what's happening.
It's a really good point, Natalie. Even if in this crazy world we live in that us common-tongued, regular folk didn't know the terminology, the proper, you know, we're not all Nobel laureate economists. If you didn't know
inflation,
you would still know that when you go in to buy the, because a lot of people buy the same things every week. You know, a lot of people have their routine. They buy the same things. I remember my mom, I go to the grocery store with her. She would know if something was a good deal, if something was a bad deal. She'd say that peanut butter is usually 10 cents cheaper. She knew everything because she'd been buying it for us for decades. So Natalie is absolutely right. People figure it out, whether or not they have the help of brilliant minds and brilliant economists. They can figure it out all on their own. Phil, your next step really quickly. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Grace, thanks for taking the call. Hey, so, you know, it's amazing. I wanted to let you know that that clip of the young men from Trinity College, I'm so proud of them and how they conducted themselves. And I'm ashamed of that woman that they actually, she was glaring when I watched it. Is that not a woman or any person from the left that would just stand up? Like, basically, she's the one that always puts her hands up in class and wants to answer a question. Oh, pick me, pick me. Exactly the type of person that was waiting to go and remove those flags and everything else.
Yeah.
And she absolutely was looking for them to give her a reaction.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, she's...
Absolutely tried to bait them.
You, Phil, you're dead on. And you know what I described that as? She's a hall monitor. And, you know, she's the same woman who probably would tell you, you know, your mask isn't above your nose. Your mask isn't above your nose. And that's a problem. And I agree with you. Those kids, those... I shouldn't call them kids. Those students were great. And I loved having them on the show. And if anyone missed it, it was in the 1 o'clock hour. You can find that podcast at gracecurlyshow.com. Thank you for the call, Phil. I'm glad you liked that interview. Okay, so Emma Foley is in the studio now. We don't have a lot of time. Let's first of all tell people if they want to get on the lines for Who Said That, it's 844-500-4242. You could win a prize if you get it right. But Emma, I got to ask you for a quick rundown. AOC versus Elon Musk. Why is she so upset?
She's always upset about something. Now she's upset because she might have to pay $8 a month to keep her prized blue check mark next to her name.
$8. It doesn't seem that bad to me, considering she sells sweatshirts that cost like $58. It seems like a bargain, actually.
Right. So her argument is that she has unionized workers and they're paid so well, a living wage to make these sweatshirts. I don't know. It must be spun from golden thread or something like that. But yeah, $8, and figuring she pays for Spotify, she pays for Netflix.
She bought a Tesla.
I think she's doing fine. I think she can handle it.
I think she can handle it as well. And you know what? She made a video where now she thinks that Elon Musk is like shadow banning her. I might not be using the proper terminology. Again, I'm just a dumb, dumb Republican, so I could get that wrong. But we're going to continue talking about this when we come back, because I want your thoughts on the video where she films herself eating and explaining to us how she has gotten under the skin of Elon Musk. Emma Foley's going to explain that when we come back. And if you want to read her article, it's up at HowieCarShow.com. Get on the lines for Look Who Said That. It's coming up right after the break.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio,
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. By the way, later on today on Howie's show during Police Blotter Facts Friday, I will be giving away an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. And I'll be announcing the winner. Howie's giving it to one of his listeners. So if you want to sign up, go to gracecurleyshow.com, enter your email, and we're going to be giving away this prize every Friday in November. So you still have plenty of time to get on there before I announce the winner for today. Okay, now joining me in the studio is Emma Foley. And when Emma is in here, you know what that means. That means it's time for Who Said That, which is a new game we've come up with here. And it's getting pretty good reviews. This is how it works. Emma picks two people. And today, who are our two people, Emma?
Elon Musk and Mr. Spock.
Okay, Jared, this is right up your alley.
I have a feeling I would do well in this game.
I think you would as well. All right, so we got Elon Musk and Mr. Spock, and you have to decide which one of those two people said the quote that Emma's going to read you. If you win, you could be entered to win a prize. So stay on the line if you get it right. Now, before we go to the callers, I'm going to give people a little bit of time to get on the lines. The number is 844-500-4242. While we get people on the lines, Emma, I have to just ask you one more thing about this Elon Musk saga. So people are very upset. He's firing. He's laying off a lot of Twitter today. I think it was like 3,700 people. AOC is upset because she doesn't want to pay $8 a month for her blue check mark. Now, she made a video. She was eating during this video, and she was talking about how she thinks Elon Musk, because of the feedback that she gave him about the price, she thinks he's now going after her by kind of... Can you explain it to me? Because I'm not really sure how it works. Like, is it shadow banning, like kind of shutting off her Twitter?
I think that's the term. I have a feeling it was a glitch, though. I don't think he's really going after her.
You don't think he cares enough?
No, he has more things on his mind.
Based off his response to it, which was like a sarcastic, oh yeah, sure, or yeah, this is a absolute abuse of power, or he said something, I'm not quoting him exactly right. Oh, he said, it's a naked abuse of power. That's what he wrote back. Based off his response, I would agree with you. I don't think he actually did anything, but I did want to play AOC here and get your reaction, because I have something to tell the listeners, and it just dawned on me today. Something we talk about on this show, we talk about fake tough guys. And we have like Andrew Cuomo, Donnie Deutsch, Joe Biden, people who act like they're really tough and they have to tell you how tough they are. I think AOC is a contender for a fake tough guy. Take a listen to this cut. She's eating, what, a chicken nugget? This is cut 11.
I was at a community event in the Bronx in Co-op City. And when I get home, I see a text from my team saying, hey, let me know if you need any help with this Elon stuff. And I was like, what? So I pulled up my Twitter app and it's like gone. Like when you pull up your mentions and stuff like that, it's just like literally like a blank screen, totally gone. And I was like, that's weird. So it turns out we got under a certain little billionaire skin. Because I made fun of his silly little plan to charge people for verification and priority placement. You pay $8 so people see your tweets more. And it's silly. So anyways, it made him mad. There's something that is so satisfying about just being here in the Bronx, in Parkchester, with my dog. And we have a billionaire pressed. Like, pressed. It's American dream, baby. Our American dream right there.
All right, Emma, before I let you comment on this, what is with the eating on the video? Why do people do that? You're young. You could explain this to me.
I think it's called a mukbang or something. It's supposed to be cool, but throughout that entire video, if you go watch it, she does not consume one entire chicken nugget.
Yeah, because you have to talk. So it's like, why not just wait till after? I think it's meant to give off this illusion of like, I'm being so casual with you. You're in my living room. I'm eating. But it's gross. I don't want to watch her eat.
Yeah, the sound was bad enough, but watching her is terrible.
Yeah, I don't want to see someone chewing with their mouth open. And second of all, she really thinks the world revolves around her. She really thinks that Elon Musk is sitting up at night worried about AOC.
She's like, we did it, guys. We got this. We're taking down the billionaire. I think he's brushing this off.
Yeah, I think he has other things to worry about, AOC. All right, we've got full lines for Who Said That. Who Said It? What have we decided on?
Who said that?
Who said that? Okay. And we're going to start with Dennis, who's been on the line for a long time here. Dennis, you are first up. Your options are Elon Musk or Mr. Spock. Are you ready for your quote?
Ready, Grace.
Okay. May the force be with you.
Thank you.
It seems clear that humans are on a path to a more symbiotic union with machines.
Mr. Spock.
That's Elon Musk.
Oh! Sorry, Dennis. Nice try. Wow, they do sound a lot alike. He actually, the other day, he was asked what his favorite conspiracy theory is, and he said that he's an alien trying to make his way back home.
I mean, keep listening to these quotes. You might think so, too.
Okay, let's go to Jeff. You're next up on Who Said That? Are you ready for your quote, Jeff?
I am, and by the way, we didn't need to know what inflation was 2 years ago because there wasn't any.
Yeah, right, right. Ignorance is bliss, if you ask me. Good point, Jeff. Here's your quote.
I'd like to die on Mars, just not on impact.
Oh, that, there's no way that's Spock. Elon Musk.
Correct.
Oh, very good. Now, yeah. This would be very helpful if you watched Star Trek, I want to say. Okay, I didn't want to get the wrong one. I know May the Force Be With You. That wasn't correct. I could tell by Jared's face. I was just trying to bond with you, trying to be nerdy like that. It's hard, though. I feel like a poser. Okay, Rick, you're up next. Again, your options are Elon Musk or Mr. Spock. Are you ready for your quote, Rick?
Let it rip.
Okay, here we go.
Fascinating is a word I use for the unexpected. In this case, I would think interesting would suffice.
Jesus, tough, because they're both kind of strange. Spock, maybe?
That is Mr. Spock.
Very good. See, Emma, you have a very good way. You read it very deadpan, so it's hard to figure out, because if you even put any emphasis on it, that one would sound very theatrical. Like, I could probably guess that was an actor, but the way you read it, it's very hard to...
I try to keep it monotone.
You keep it very monotone. I like it. Okay, let's go to Joe. You're up next. Are you ready for your quote, Joe?
Excellent. How are you, Grace?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for calling in. And Emma's going to give you a quote. It's either Elon Musk or Mr. Spock. Go ahead, Emma.
Computers make excellent and efficient servants, but I have no wish to serve under them.
Definitely Elon.
That's Mr. Spock.
Oh, I love when people say definitely and they're wrong. It makes it even more satisfying when we have to just dump them from the callers. Nice try, though. Try again next week. There's always another chance. 844-500-4242. We still have plenty of quotes if you want to call in and make your best guess for Who Said That with Emma Foley. And by the way, Emma, where can people follow you on Twitter? Where can they read your latest piece on AOC's complaints about the $8 Twitter charge?
You can find me on Twitter at Emma Foley Media, and you can find my columns at HowieCarshow.com.
Absolutely. All right, today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends. That's November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Do you think Oprah's endorsement will help John Fetterman or hurt him?
Going to say it's going to hurt him, actually.
72% of the audience believes it will hurt him. 28% think it will help.
I'm starting to think celebrity endorsements have as much weight as like a Joe Biden endorsement, where if I was a candidate, I would say, just don't tell anybody you like me, because no one thinks that you're, you know, relatable at this point. All right, let's go to Paul. You're up next. Are you ready for your quote, Paul?
I'm definitely ready.
Okay, here we go.
Humans do have an amazing capacity for believing what they choose and excluding that which is painful.
Definitely not AOC from the block. Can you repeat it?
Oh, repeat the question. Okay, here we go.
Humans do have an amazing capacity for believing what they choose and excluding that which is painful. Is that definitely Elon Musk or Mr. Spock? That's Mr. Spock.
Very good, Paul. Stay on the line. Very good job. I thought he was going to ask, can you say it in a sentence? Can you use it? This is becoming like a spelling bee. All right,
can we hear it in Leonard Nimoy's voice?
Let's go to Derek. You're up next. Derek, are you ready for your quote from Emma Foley?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I would only call someone an idiot if people were mistakenly under the impression that the person was smart.
That's got to be Musk. I don't think Dr. Spock would ever call anybody an idiot.
You are correct.
So what is Spock's deal, Jared? Is he like a highly respected figure? Does he have a lot of integrity or something?
Yeah, he is half human and half Vulcan, and Vulcans are known for being beings of supreme logic and discipline.
So there's a reason why people are saying like, oh, well, Spock would never say that.
Yeah, they rarely insult other people.
Oh, wow.
Unless it's kind of like they do it in a very Shakespearean kind of way.
Oh, nice. But yeah, I like that.
They're unemotional people, so.
They're a little passive aggressive, though.
A little.
Okay, let's go to Bob. You're up next with Emma Foley. Are you ready for your quote, Bob?
Lay it on me.
Okay, this is either Elon Musk or Mr. Spock. Go ahead, Emma.
An asteroid or a supervolcano would certainly destroy us, but we also face risks the dinosaurs never saw. Nuclear war, inadvertent creation of a micro black hole, or some as yet unknown technology could spell the end of us.
Oh, that's got to be Elon.
You are correct.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. These are good, though. They're very similar. All right, let's go to Dwayne. You're next up. Are you ready for your quote, Dwayne?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go.
I wouldn't say I have a lack of fear. In fact, I'd like my fear emotion to be less because it's very distracting and fries my nervous system.
Oh, that's very good because Spock is constantly fighting his emotions and trying to hide them. But I'm going to say that since I've seen everything Spock, I'm going to say it was Elon Musk.
You are correct.
Oh, very good. See, this star, what do they call them, Jared? The Trekkies? Is that what they're called? We're being infiltrated by the Trekkies.
They're good.
Yeah, they're very good. 844-500-4242. All right, well, we might be able to take one more person, perhaps. We're running a little bit short on time here. Emma, do you have any more quotes to give?
I can do one more.
Okay, so I'm going to get somebody on the line, but in the meantime, I want to tell you guys about a really special place. It's the Nauset Beach Inn. Many of us think of Cape Cod as the place to be during the summer, but you know what? Fall and winter are super special too. I love this time of year to be in Cape Cod off season. It's really fun. You can get cozy. You can get a reservation at a restaurant because it's not jam-packed. And at the Nauset Beach Inn, there's nowhere better. It's a truly magical spot. It's peaceful. You're staying oceanside during the off season. So book your Nauset Beach Inn getaway today. Special winter rates from November through March 31st. They start at $119.99 on weekdays and $149.99 a night on weekends. Overlooking Nauset Beach, the Nauset Beach Inn is the only lodging available inside the Cape Cod National Seashore. Every room commands a superb view of the great outer beach and the ever-changing sea. Jared, you stayed at the Nauset Beach Inn and you absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I did. It was great to be there. It was early December, so I had kind of the cooler part of the Cape, and they also were putting the Christmas trees out at that time, so the ambiance was there. But you can go outside, even if it's cold, because they have the fire pits outside. So you can sit outside, you can watch the sunrise in the morning, you can watch the moonrise at night, you can look at the stars. It's pet-friendly if you have your dog. You're 45 steps to the beach, to the water. It's the perfect, most tranquil place that you'll ever be.
Yes, indeed. And again, it's $119.99 on weekdays, $149.99 a night on weekends. The off-season rates go to the... So make sure you get on these because they're going to run out. So reservations fill up quickly. Book early at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. All right, Emma, we are running out of time.
That is a very logical suggestion.
Give me one more quote, though. I want to be challenged here.
Okay. Once you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
That's beautiful. I'd like to say Musk, but I think that's probably Spock.
That is Spock.
Yes! See, Jared, did I make you proud?
You did.
I'm not a Trekkie. I'll never be one, but I have so much respect and love for the Trekkies out there. So thank you all for participating in this segment. Thank you to Emma Foley for showing up today. We love having you. And we will be right back with the captain. Do not go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. So AOC versus Elon Musk. I've seen a lot of people floating the idea that maybe this is the beginning of a beautiful love story. You know, this is like the start of a Hallmark rom-com. Big, bad billionaire trying to charge $8 for Twitter and, you know, socialist, social media star, and how they fall in love. It's star-crossed lovers.
It is Hallmark Movie Channel Christmas season.
It is. This has all the makings of an A-plus film. I would agree, Jared. When we get Howie on here, I want to give him a challenge, because you know The Wizard of Oz and Howie started that. But someone just pointed out that cut we played of AOC eating chicken nuggets, she said like, and I meant to say this afterwards, she said like so many times that I want to give Howie the challenge of trying to count it, and we'll see if he can do it. But until we get Howie on the line, I have something else to tell you. Oh, we got him. Okay, perfect. Howie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to The Grace Curley Show. Thanks for tuning in. So, Howie, I have a little bit of a challenge for you on this Friday afternoon.
Yes.
You're used to The Wizard of Oz, where people call in and they count the amount of times that someone says Oz. It was started with Ted Kennedy, but we've used it for other things. Today, I want you to try. I'm going to play this cut from you from AOC. You count the amount of times that she says like. And if you get it right, Howie, I'm going to send you a Kennedy Babylon from this author I know. He's a great author, and I think you're really going to like it. Are you ready for your challenge?
So I'm looking for likes.
Likes. We've got the number here, so let's see how you do. Go ahead.
I was at a community event in the Bronx in Co-op City. And when I get home, I see a text from my team saying, hey, let me know if you need any help with this Elon stuff. And I was like, what? So I pull up my Twitter app, and it's like gone. Like, when you pull up your mentions and stuff like that, it's just like literally like a blank screen. Totally gone. And I was like, that's weird. So it turns out, we got under a certain little billionaire skin. Because I made fun of his silly little plan to charge people for verification and priority placement. You pay $8 so people see your tweets more. And it's silly. So anyway, it made him mad. There's something that is so satisfying about just being here in the Bronx, in Parkchester, with my dog, and we have a billionaire pressed. It's American dream, baby. I had an American dream right there.
All right, Howie, what do you got?
Four.
Four? I had eight. I think you were snoozing on the job there, Howie. I think you missed a couple. We'll let the texters decide.
What does pressed mean, by the way?
She's saying pressed, like, oh, you're pressed. You're offended, you're upset.
I've never heard it pronounced with two syllables.
Well, Howie, did you hear my theory earlier? I said I think she qualifies officially as a fake tough guy. She likes to do these videos where she's kind of, you know, lounging and she's telling you all these things, and I did this and I did that, and I'm in the Bronx.
I wanted to admit that her dog is a French bulldog.
Kind of pricey.
That's not a Bronx dog.
Well, she
that's
also drives a Tesla, don't
that's
forget.
That's a Chappaqua dog.
I would agree. Howie, what do you got planned for the show today?
We got Don Bolduc coming up at right off the top at 3:05. We have Caroline Levitt at 4:30. We have Paul LePage at 6. And we have Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Yes, and we're going to be giving away an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. You still have time. If you have not entered this contest, go to gracecurlyshow.com, put in your email. I will not be announcing the winner until 5:30 during PBFF. So get on there now, and you'll be entered for the rest of the month. Howie Carr, I know you got a great show planned. I know you're going to cover this Paul Pelosi, the latest updates, corrections, retractions, whatever you want to call it. Howie's got it all for you, and he's got Don Bolduc coming up right after the break. Don't go anywhere. You do not want to miss this Friday show. I'll be back Monday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.